the brain of adolescents are not fully formed. In fact, science has it that until the age of 24, the frontal lobe is fully developed. And that is the area that is responsible for rational and logical actions. Now, adolescents are actually, you know, triggered by either risk or reward. And that's why when you see them growing up, there's this thing about peer pressure. They tend to move away a bit from family to what their friends are doing, because the risk of losing their friends seems higher than the reward of being closer to their parents, depending on the kind of connection. That's why I always bring it back to the family. And then when you're looking at education, interacting with adolescents, there's this aspect of mental health. Jennifer had mentioned that already. Because health is not just the absence of disease. I'm glad you said something about that, not just typhoid and the rest. It's the wholesome thing. It's conclusive. It's all, you know, encompassing. So for instance, now, in terms of this adolescent, now, you'll think that some people feel that flogging takes care of everything. But that's not really the right way. Sometimes you need to engage. Oftentimes when I engage some teachers, I'll say, do you know you could find out a child who's been abused by understanding the pattern or seeing certain things? Why is this child? Is this child trying to seek attention by doing this? What's happening in the home? So beyond just the educational part, it's good to now begin to even inform teachers to look at it that way. So again, back to the way the brain works. Now this child probably feels, okay, this is the best way. This is the best way that I will pass my exams. Now this person beats me, I need to show myself. Now it's the rebellion sort of against what they're seeing. And maybe, for instance, you've seen other people who appear to be hypocrites, people who you look up to. I'm just, you know, throwing in different facets to it. And so your response is different based on your personality. I absolutely condemn what was done. I have to make that clear to the teacher, because you need to respect authority. Yeah. But can we now, can this help us, like we've talked about an intervention, in planning intervention, to see how we can engage both sides and to look at various disciplinary measures that will work?
Okay.
Yes. Beyond just flogging, how about engaging? How about, see, they want to be heard. They are confused. There's an identity crisis. Jenny mentioned it. You're not a child, you're not an adult. So you're trying to form yourself. And you also want to be accepted.